The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have any body to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
You are less likely to let the influence of alcohol lead to unsafe sex when you carry a condom. One-third of condom buyers are women. Join them. Don't rely on the guy. You be the influence. Buy, carry, demand condoms. Go to youbetheinfluence.org. A project of the American Sexual Health Association.
You secure your home, you lock your car. But what do you do to protect your valuables at work? In times like these, crime can happen anywhere, at any time. Taking some simple preventive measures in your workplace can help cut down on theft, scams, and even physical assault. Keep your purse, wallet, and keys locked in a drawer or closet. Leaving your valuables unattended for even a few moments could create an opportunity for a thief. Visitors should be made to check in at your front desk, wear a name badge, and be escorted to their destination. Unidentified persons in your workplace should be reported immediately. Report faulty locks, broken windows, and burned out lights. Use caution when entering stairwells, restrooms, elevators, and parking garages. If you notice an employee acting irrationally, tell your employer. To learn more on how to keep your workplace safe, visit ncpc.org. That's ncpc.org. Crime prevention at work. It works. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Presenting
the Funkaliciously Jazztastic.
It's Funkaliciously Jazztastic.
Funkaliciously Jazztastic.
Funkalicious
Jazztastic.
Bienvenidos al Funkaliciously Jazztastic Hour. Te estás embarcando a una increíble jornada de sonido y groove. Enjoy your trip.
Welcome, AnonRadio.net listeners. It's time for the Funkaliciously Jazztastic Hour, right here on Anon Radio. Well, today I'm just going to play some music from the archives, whatever that means. Well, let's just get straight to the music. I'm feeling bored and uncomfortable. Please forgive. Please forgive for those horrendous PSAs at the beginning of the show. Though I admit I was laughing. They made me laugh. They were funny.
In times like these.
Alright, let's begin this episode with some Donald Byrd. This is the Funkaliciously Jazztastic Hour on AnonRadio.net.
Thank you. magnetic and stetsasonic. Africa, Bambaataa, and the soul sonic. Yeah, MC Shy D, Public Enemy. Boogie Down, MC Shan, MC Ram, the disco, it's the magic with the rap attack. All day, K-Day, Mix Masters, Greg Mack, Steady B, Schooly D, Heavy D, Mantronics with MCT, hip-hop history, mystery.
Remember that rap song I Let My Mama by Mr. T?
I used to bump Howie T and Chub Rock, Chosen One, Sub Rock, or KMD, or BDP, or CDP, or CCB. Take it back like L-O-N-S, remember Daddy Fresh, or Maestro Fresh West. I know rap, my man. My box, I had Paul C. Productions, or was it Prince Paul? Bomb Squad Productions. Wally Maul and the 45 King of Chill.
Cool Beat
and the Bismarck.
Hey, hey.
DJ Man, Mr. Mix, Beat Master Clay D. Red Alert, Chuck Chill Out on the Mix.
Cool Beat,
Just Like Any Boys.
Hard Knock,
Scratch on Galaxy and the Master Funk Box. What about Orange Crush? Dr. Dre on Surgery. Dougie Fresh,
or
Chill Will,
or Barry B.
Walkman Flavor. I'm listening to Fresco
and Miz.
Barsha, MC Light,
Mill D and Giz.
Chill Rob G and Tila Rock.
Charisma,
Big L. Biggie and Tupac and Scott the Rock.
I know rap, my man.
I mean hip hop.
Alright, alright, yes! You are streaming at nonradio.net. This is your host, Froggy Me, with the Funkaliciously Jazztastic Hour. Let me tell you what you've been listening to. Let me tell you, who is this? This is Grant Green on guitar with his track Suki Suki, from the Blue Break Beats release. I don't know what it was originally released on, one of Grant Green's albums from the late 60s or early 70s, probably from 1970 exactly. But I'm playing it from the Blue Break Beats compilation. There ended up being four volumes, volumes 2, 3, and 4. But before there were volumes 2, 3, and 4, this was not called Blue Break Beats Volume 1. It's just Blue Break Beats compilation from the early 90s. Thank you, Acid Jazz, for bringing back the 60s soul jazz. So indeed, this is Grant Green on guitar with his track Suki Suki, recorded live. Prior to this, we just heard from Quasimoto featuring Madlib with Rap Cats Part 3. He has a really great song called Jazz Cats. I like that one even better. But Rap Cats Part 3 by Quasimoto featuring Madlib. In other words, he's like the same person, split personality, Madlib and Quasimoto. Prior to that was Bobby Hutcherson from The New Groove, the Blue Note Remix Project Volume 1. Came out in 1996. We heard Bobby Hutcherson on Vibes with his track Montara, as remixed by The Roots, featuring the Jazzy Fat Nasties on vocals. The Roots' brother Question, before he called himself Questlove, which in my opinion is a stupid name. His brother Question, which is a much cooler name. And he spelled the Q with a question mark. Brother Question on the drums. The Roots featuring the Jazzy Fat Nasties remixing Montara by Bobby Hutcherson, the vibraphone player. Prior to that was Ronnie Laws from the same CD from 1996, The New Groove, the Blue Note Remix Project Volume 1. This time it was the LG Experience, remixing Friends and Strangers. Originally the title track from saxophonist Ronnie Laws from the Blue Note release of the same name. Prior to Ronnie Laws, we heard from J Dilla. From the Scion CD sampler, we heard his version of Think Twice. Before J Dilla, we heard the original Think Twice, as performed by trumpet player Donald Byrd, produced by the Mizell Brothers from his Blue Note release, Stepping Into Tomorrow. We heard that from a compilation entitled Droppin' Science, Greatest Samples from the Blue Note Lab. Droppin' Science, the Greatest Samples from the Blue Note Lab. With Donald Byrd's Think Twice. Let's get back to Suki Suki by Grant Green. This is Anonradio.net.